This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for July 6th, 2020. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Independence Day. The president celebrated our 4th of July on July 3rd at Mount Rushmore, holding a rally there to decry those who've been toppling historic monuments across the country. His speech was probably the best of his presidency. Here are a few excerpts in case you missed it. I'm quoting now from President Trump on Friday night in South Dakota. Today, we pay tribute to the exceptional lives and extraordinary legacies of George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. I am here as your president to proclaim before the country and before the world, this monument will never be desecrated. These heroes will never be defaced. Their legacy will never, ever be destroyed. Their achievements will never be forgotten. And Mount Rushmore will stand forever as an eternal tribute to our forefathers and to our freedom. End quote. The president took square aim at the cancel culture that has infected the United States over the last couple of years, saying, and again, I quote, 1776 represented the culmination of thousands of years of Western civilization and the triumph not only of spirit, but of wisdom, philosophy, and reason. And yet, as we meet here tonight, there is a growing danger that threatens every blessing our ancestors fought so hard for, struggled, they bled to secure. Our nation is witnessing a merciless campaign to wipe out our history, defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. And then he listed a number of bedrock values, and I use that term since the president used it, he declared. And again, establishing where he stands and really appealing to his base. Quoting again from President Trump's speech, "We know that the American family is the bedrock of American life. We believe in equal opportunity, equal justice, and equal treatment for citizens of every race, background, religion, and creed. Every child of every color, born and unborn, is made in the holy image of God. We want free and open debate, not speech codes and cancel culture. We embrace tolerance, not prejudice. We support the courageous men and women of law enforcement. We will never abolish our police or our great Second Amendment, which gives us the right to keep and bear arms. We believe that our children should be taught to love the country, honor our history, and respect our great American flag. We stand tall, we stand proud, and we kneel only to Almighty God." End quote. Of course, the media went into hyperdrive, calling his speech divisive, dangerous, dragging America backward, and so forth. But if by divisive and dangerous you mean patriotic and unifying, well, okay, then you're on the right track. But the question really is this, and this is well put in a piece by Liz Peek at Fox News, which is more divisive? Tearing down our nation's heroes and monuments, demeaning the accomplishments of a great country, casting patriotic Americans as relics from a bygone era, painting the United States as profoundly racist, or railing against these things, as President Trump did at Mount Rushmore? Amen. This gets the president's re-election campaign back on track. Topic number 4, Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, statue in Rochester, New York, taken off its pedestal and dragged to the brink of the Genesee River Gorge. This was standing at Maplewood Park, which was a site along the Underground Railroad where Douglass, Harriet Tubman, and other abolitionists helped shuttle slaves to freedom. This took place over the weekend on the 168th anniversary of Douglass's famous speech from 1852, "What to the Slave is the 4th of July." Police haven't said yet who they think is behind this. President Trump has already tweeted his anger at this act of vandalism. Progressives speculating that this is retaliation for Black Lives Matter. Again, police don't know, or at least have not released that information to the press. But just for some historical context, we'll share this with you, a letter written by Frederick Douglass in 1883 expressing his thoughts on politics. Quoting now, "I am thought to be an independent, and so I am, but I'm an independent inside of the Republican Party. I can have all the independence I want inside the Republican Party. I'm both independent and dependent. I do not take a step in life that I'm not dependent on somebody or something. In politics, I am dependent upon one or the other political party, and I'm foolish enough to think that the Republican Party may as safely be trusted with the destiny of the Republic and the rights of Black people as the Democratic Party, and in this, I know I am right. For the life of me, I cannot see how any honest Black man who has brains enough to put two ideas together can allow himself, under the notion of independence, to give aid and comfort to the Democratic Party in Ohio or elsewhere. Woe to the black people of this country when the Republican Party shall triumph in spite of the treacherous votes of black men. Bad as our condition now is, it would be worse then. We should neither have nor deserve the confidence of either party and would, to use a slang phrase, be out in the cold. My advice to black men everywhere is to stick to the Republican Party. Tell your wants, hold the party up to its profession, but do your utmost to keep it in power in state and nation. Frederick Douglass, 1883. Topic number three, divide and conquer. The NBA and the National Basketball Players Association have agreed to a list of 29 social justice messages that players can display on their jerseys instead of their names in the upcoming season. Not to be outdone, the NFL plans to open the first game of the season by playing Lift Every Voice and Sing, a song described as the black national anthem, before every game in week one. They'll play that before the Star-Spangled Banner. I don't mean to be insensitive here, but wouldn't national anthem require, sort of suggest, that it represents a nation? Like, I guess nothing says unity like playing separate national anthems for people of different colors before the NFL. Well, California is actually going a step farther and actually wants to enshrine racial discrimination in law. California Proposition 16, this is the repeal Proposition 209 Affirmative Action Amendment, has been passed by the legislature there and is on the ballot in California in November as a legislative-referred constitutional amendment. Proposition 16, if passed, would support the constitutional amendment to repeal Proposition 209, which was approved in California in 1996. Proposition 209 states, or I should say, prohibits the state of California from discriminating against or granting preferential treatment to persons on the basis of race, sex, color, ethnicity, or national origin in public employment, public education, and public contracting. In other words, if Proposition 16 passes, the 1996 constitutional amendment, which prohibits discrimination on the basis of race or color, or creed, national origin, ethnicity, would be done away with. Because the proponents of the current amendment say that not discriminating on the basis of color, creed, ethnicity, sex isn't good enough. We need to discriminate to end discrimination. They are literally making George Orwell's 1984 a prophecy come true. They want to enshrine in California race-based preferential treatment in order to do away with race-based preferential treatment. This is what the principalities and powers want. It's easy to get angry about stuff like this, but that's what the principalities, powers, cosmic rulers over this present darkness. This is, like I said last week, the spiritual equivalent of being jabbed with a pointed stick to keep you agitated and angry at other people, forgetting that there are unseen entities behind them that are instigating all of this foolishness. Well, yeah, we could go deeper into it, but you can see how obviously ridiculous this is, but this is the way things are going in America today. The proponents of this type of ballot measure have rejected the dream of Dr. Martin Luther King, as I said last week. No longer are we aspiring to be a nation where people are evaluated by the quality of their character and not the color of their skin. We are stepping back to an age in which color of the skin is really what matters. Be careful what you wish for, because down that road lies a return to segregationism. Topic number two, Jim Baker, some good news to pass along. Our friend Pastor Jim Baker returns to the air this week. He will be back on the Jim Baker Show on Wednesday of this week with a special announcement. He continues to recover from the stroke he suffered more than 2 months ago. And he told Tom Horn that he is looking forward to getting back in the saddle. Also, some good news, it appears that the state of Missouri, our attorney general here, has agreed to meet with attorneys for Morningside Church to resolve The lawsuit filed by the state of Missouri more than 4 months ago, as I've told you, the folks down there at Morningside immediately complied with the requests and the demands of the lawsuit. So it looks like that is a step closer to moving past the legal issues that have been facing Jim Baker and Morningside Church. So your continued prayers for Jim's recovery and for the protection of the ministry, very much appreciated. Coming up, another edition of Not the Babylon Bee. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from SkyWatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire four-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. And because we want to provide you with every tool possible to achieve optimal wellness, we're including for the first time ever, absolutely free, the international best-selling book, Time Bomb, with companion DVD. This unprecedented, groundbreaking combination reveals how to easily read food labels to avoid toxic ingredients like GMOs, pesticides, and other biosediments, what leaky gut syndrome is and how to reverse it, what neuroscience says about the miraculous gut-brain connection, and more. Featuring healthcare professionals like Dr. Ralph Umbriaco, Dr. Joshua Vance, and Dr. Matthew Sams on how to achieve your optimal physiological health. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the SkyWatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
And item number one, these sound like jokes, but they're really not. We've mentioned efforts earlier about by the NFL and the NBA to solve our racial issues with meaningless symbolic gestures. Not to be outdone, college sports is kind of picked up that banner. My alma mater, Knox College in Illinois, was very early on this, way ahead of the curve. The team nickname used to be Old Siwash, or the Fighting Siwash. Nobody really knows where the word Siwash came from. It's an old nickname, goes back to the 19th century, popularized in magazine stories about Knox College in the early 20th century. But just in case the word Siwash originated with the French sauvage, meaning savage, which might have applied to the native inhabitants of the prairies of Illinois, which then might have offended people of Native American descent, the team years ago was changed to the Prairie Fire. So Knox College, way ahead of the curve, now in 2020, other schools catching up, left to right there. Boston College, the Terriers, talking about retiring their mascot, Rhett the Terrier, R-H-E-T-T, because, you know, Gone with the Wind, Rhett Butler, I mean, racism, sexual assault, oh no, we can't have that. In the middle there, Prospector Pete, the mascot for the Long Beach State 49ers, except it's not the 49ers anymore going into the new athletic season because, you know, 49ers took land away from the natives. So now Long Beach State officially known as The Beach. A team name that will surely inspire and strike fear into the hearts of their opponents. And on the right there, University of Nevada, Las Vegas mascot, Hey Reb, because, you know, the Confederacy and, well, I think the ultimate example here, small private college Emory and Henry in Virginia has actually formed a committee to study changing the team's mascot name because the Wasps might evoke images of white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, which in 2020, you know, we can't have that. So watch for that to put an end to racial injustice here in these United States when Emory and Henry becomes flying insects of indeterminate origin. Oh, yeah. What about Irish being, I mean, is that not a stereotype? Just saying. Anyway, big announcement regarding the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference set for July 17th and 18th in Lubbock, Texas. A couple of factors in play here. First, the state of Texas instituting more restrictive social distancing recommendations in the wave of the uptick in COVID-19 cases there, which probably has as much to do with the reclassification of how you count cases as anything else. That aside, that's one issue. The second, of course, is the sad passing of Dr. Judd Burton's mother early last week. So he's got other things on his mind right now than coordinating a conference. So the Sons of God Giants of Old Conference scheduled for July 17th and 18th has been canceled, at least as a physical gathering. However, Judd tells me that there will be a digital or a virtual alternative. Details on that are forthcoming, and we'll pass those along as soon as we have them. Of course, you know, the SkyWatch TV Defender Conference will be virtual this year. Hope you take advantage of it because it's really two conferences for the price of one. More speakers for 2020, plus access to all of the presentations from 2019 as well. For more information and to sign up, log on to defenderconference.com. This goes live August 27th of 2020, defenderconference.com. Our tour of Israel, looking forward to getting back to the Holy Land next year, God willing, April 18th through May 1st of 2021. We hope you'll join us. This is a unique tour. No other group goes the places that we go. Gilgal, Rephaim, the newly identified Serpent Mound of Bashan, Joshua's Altar, Bethel, Shiloh, and of course, Jerusalem, the Temple Mount, the Jordan River, and the four-day extension, optional extension to Jordan, to Mount Nebo, Petra, Wadi Rum, the Red Desert. Don't miss it. For details, including cost, sample, itinerary, all the information is there, skywatchinisrael.com, and we hope we see you there. This week on SkyWatch TV, we talk about health, biblical secrets to unlocking Eden, things that are in the Bible that our distant ancestors knew. We in our modern scientific age have tried to replace what God created and called good with stuff that we've created in laboratories. Joe Horn, Daniel Belt, Dr. Tom Horn, join me on the panel. You'll find our broadcast schedule online at skywatchtv.com/channels, or just add the SkyWatch TV channel to your set-top box, Roku, Apple TV, or Amazon Fire TV, or download the free SkyWatch TV mobile app. All of our programs, both audio, video and audio only, in case you just want to listen, got something to do where you need your eyes, all of that directly to your smartphone or tablet, including news the mainstream media wants you to miss. Bypass it all. Bring it right to your Android or iOS device, your Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We have links to those app stores for the free mobile app at skywatchtv.com. Our website, gilberthouse.org, that's where you'll find my stuff. And we thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.